you could, water districts, and there's some that could that probably won't.
Okay. We do but invite them.
But our
we
cities.
Do invite everybody. That gets, every jurisdiction gets invited. So most certainly the cities and the school districts, probably the big ones. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that they do participate, but fire districts, the ambulance, well, the ambulance district just do. Some fire districts do, but it's like water districts or some, I'm not sure that they participate. But for the most part, everybody participates.
We have, the last plan had 19 different jurisdictions participate.
And when it talks about the dollar local match and then it allows in-kind contribution, can you explain how we obtain that in-kind contribution?
Well, the local match is, I think, $7,300.
$7,334.
Half of that's cash.
Yeah. In the past, they would allow us the whole thing to be in-kind. That's meaning the way that works is people help work on the plan. They can use their time that they use to help work on the plan from all these different jurisdictions. And that even as much as attending meetings and doing those kind of things, they can use that in-kind match. And the Missouri Council of Government does that for their entire region, for all these counties, not all at once, but pretty much in a short period of time that all these counties over several years that they do that. Last go around, they came short, and they were basically, they didn't have enough in-kind match. So this go around, they asked 50% in cash, which is
3,667 dollars,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think.
That 50%, is that all at the county's expense, or is that divided by those that are participating?
Well, they're asking you for it. They ask the county for it. Now, what you as the county do, that's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can say we're the county and everybody's in the county, so we pay it. Or you can say you want everybody to chip in, because really with 19 jurisdictions, it'd be probably a few hundred dollars. You can ask everybody to chip in. But then things get quickly pretty muddy. Yeah. It's because do you want them all to pay the same? Mm-hmm. I mean, Mark Twain School pays the same as Branson School. Some small jurisdiction that doesn't pay, what are you going to do?
But to document that match, the hours and spent on that, that's each one of those entities, that the hours that they spend, we could count that.
Oh, we don't could. We will
count. We will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who keeps track of that?
The Southwest Missouri Council of Governments will keep track of that. They'll have us sign in and put our time down. They'll keep logs, times for the meetings. And for anybody they work with, like they work with our GIS here, so anytime they put into it their time and materials counts, and any other jurisdiction, if they work with Branson's GIS or anybody like that, their time will count as well.
Yeah, they will. It's their responsibility to keep track of those hours.
But we also get copies of all the sign-in sheets, so we'll have that backup documentation.
So we just need Commissioner Schofield to sign it in order for this to begin?
Yes.
Yeah. One. You know, we already started to do some preliminary work for it, but we cannot count our hours until this is signed.
Do you have any other questions?
No, sir.
Move to approve the 2017 Taney County Hazard Mitigation Plan Update Agreement by and between Taney County and, is it SEMCOG? Southwest Missouri Council of Government.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Park Service Agreement.
I have a letter, April 13, 2017, letter dated by Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed agreement pursuant to which the county will sweep the public area in which the Bradleyville Scholarship Walk Run will occur May 6, 2017. And in return, Southern Construction will help with future construction of county park facilities.
And that's a, excuse me, that's a renewal agreement that we've had with Southern Construction previous to the walk run. We sweep and mow Campbell Ranch Road for their 5K run and sweep the parking lot if need be, and then they help periodically if we need it on different things with the park where we need a digger truck or poles or something like that. So
provide the posts and dig them and yes, set them
in. They have course. In the past, so that's what that agreement amounts to.
Is it a 1 year or 2 year?
It's just a 1 year agreement we have done every year previous to the walk run. So.
Move to approve the park services agreement by and between Taney County and
Southern Construction.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for county tax sale number 201-703-371.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We're here this morning in reference to bid number 201703-371. This is an annual process for newspaper publications. The title of this bid is County Tax Sale. It's requested that I put this out by the Taney County Collector, who's present with me this morning. We released this particular request for proposals or for bid responses on March the 11th. It closed last week. We opened responses last Wednesday, April the 12th. And this year we did receive responses from both of the local qualified newspapers in Taney County. One from the Branch and Tri-Lakes News and one from the Taney County Times. The responses were a copy of each given to the Taney County Collector, Mona Cope, for her full and thorough review. The basic totals as we received were $3 from the Taney County Times and $4.75 per line from the Branch and Tri-Lakes News. And the way the bid requested that information was price per column inch based on 9-point type with 10.5-point leading. And of course, the Taney County Collector has the details of what those needs are, and she has completed a thorough review. And I'll turn it over to Mona now to offer her recommendation for award.
Thank you. And I'm going to just read first the statute, 140-170, that the county collector shall cause a copy of the list of delinquent lands and lots to be printed in some newspaper of general circulation, published in the county for 3 consecutive weeks, one insertion weekly before the sale, and last insertion to be at least 15 days prior to the fourth Monday in August. And then there's a paragraph in the request for bid that I'd like to address, that this RFB is being made as our effort to meet the needs of all Taney County residents by providing the best communication possible via the best service available, and quote, at the lowest cost to the county. For the past 3 years, the newspaper bid has been awarded to Branson Tri-Lakes News, and they have added a supplement to their bid that I would like to make note of. And it is, the Branson Tri-Lakes News will publish at no additional charge a PDF document of the delinquent land list on their website. This list will be updated weekly for 3 weeks. They believe the online publication greatly increases the likelihood of a delinquent taxpayer seeing their listing. While this may be the case, I would like to remind the Commission, the Collector's Office also has a website that lists the delinquent parcels, and our website is updated daily from the date of publication to the day of the tax sale. Our website links to the GIS interactive map of the properties. Additionally, over the past 3 years, with both websites available to our customers. And I might say I'm not 100% sure in 2014 if our website was active as well. But if it was, it does show that an average of over 80% of the first publications still went to the tax sale. And I said that because even with additional websites, additional information going out, taxpayers still aren't paying, and it's still going to the tax sale. So 80% was still a lot. The Taney County Times has bid $3 per column inch, and the Branson Daily News bid $4.75 per column inch. The difference is $1.75 per column inch, and based on 2016's publication, that's a difference of more than $5,250. Since this cost is passed on to our customers, and according to 4.7 of the evaluation process, quote, the sole purpose of the evaluation process is to determine which bid best meets the county's needs at the lowest cost. The recommendation of the collector's office is to go with the Taney County Times.
When you say it's passed on to our customers, what do you mean by that?
Whenever they pay their taxes, they have to pay a $30 publication cost. So
it's a fee for
It's a fee that goes back into it. And if nobody pays that, then once it goes to the fourth year over the counter, the money collected for that goes to publication first.
Come up to the mic.
Yeah. Did you get my message, by the way? Friday. You were going
I got it this morning, and
this
I pulled
morning.
Okay. The statute, but I didn't.
Okay. So what it is there is a statute out there. Legislatures are trying to do away with the requirement for us to do all of our publications in newspaper and to allow us to post it on the state's website. That would decrease the cost to all counties in the state of Missouri. And, of course, we can still use our local website at no cost to us. And, of course, as you can imagine, the Associated Press is fighting desperately against that because that would hurt their income. But it would certainly help the counties if that legislation does pass. And I pointed that out to Mona, that could be a resolution in the near future, hopefully.
Okay.
But like you said, that's not a law at this time.
So no, it's not. It's legislation
that has
been
proposed before. That has been up before.
I believe so, yes.
Yes, it has. And but now the law requires that the county go out for 3 consecutive weeks of bid.
Yes.
Of newspaper publication. Yeah. Based upon the documentation that the county collector has given us and the research she has shown, I make a motion that we go with the one that she has recommended, the Taney County Times.
I'll second that motion. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'm abstaining.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
I will notify the vendors and issue the contract through Nikki Draft.
Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements.
Uh, you should have the documentation there, a grant of easement, and it'll also have the description and a illustration. This is on Cedar.